With the premiere today of the presumed blockbuster, Spider-Man, the summer movie season officially gets underway. Every week or two until early August, the film industry will bring out what it calls tentpole pictures, action-adventure films that will make box office graphs spike so high they look like they have tentpoles holding them up. Woody Allen's new movie is not a tentpole picture. It's a comedy about the folks who make them. It's called Hollywood Ending. Bob Mondello has a review.
Woody Allen plays an aging auteur named Val Waxman, once a revered New York filmmaker, but as he tells his girlfriend in a phone call, not so happy with his current situation.
I can't stand it here! What the hell am I doing in Canada? Laurie, they got moose up here! Moose! A moose carnivorous?
My God, how could you be homesick? You got there yesterday. You're coming home tomorrow.
Laurie, this is humiliating. I'm up here shooting a deodorant commercial. I got two Oscars. Up here, you don't need Oscars. You need antlers.
Fortunately for Val, there's one person who still has confidence in his work, his ex-wife Ellie, who is now engaged to the head of a film company that's just optioned a script set in New York. She pitches Val, and her fiancé reluctantly agrees on the condition that Ellie go to New York to ride herd over him. Val has a rep, after all, and he's soon living up to it, hiring a Chinese cinematographer who speaks no English and an art director with dreams of grandeur.
He wants to build the Empire State Building? No.
Just the
no,
first 20 stories.
No, absolutely not. No, sweetheart, it's not going to happen, okay? Oh, listen, I got to run. I'm having another skin cancer removed.
So far, so funny, with lots of in-jokes if you happen to know something about Woody Allen. Then, just as shooting is about to begin, Val calls his agent in a panic. He woke from an afternoon nap, he says, unable to see a thing, suffering from what his analyst calls hysterical blindness brought on by stress.
There goes my comeback.
You cannot breathe a word of this to anybody.
I gotta tell him, Al. I just dread telling Ellie.
Are you nuts? You're gonna muddle your way through until your sight returns.
Al, I can't direct a picture. I'm blind.
Have you seen some of the pictures out there?
With some covert help from the Chinese translator on the set, who unfortunately doesn't know much about film, Val manages to get some scenes shot. He's a trifle vague about camera angles, of course. Deep, this isn't, but it's often funny, at least partly because Allen is playing a character who's more vulnerable than the cocky ladies' man parts he's been writing for himself lately. Playing a blind, neurotic has-been, he can ask for audience empathy and be a little surer of actually getting it. As always, he's surrounded himself with a fine supporting cast, from Treat Williams and George Hamilton as Hollywood insiders, to Tia Leone as the ex-wife Val should never have let get away. The blindness shtick does get strained after a while. Even a comic conceit needs to be plausible in ways Allen doesn't bother making this one. And the film's midsection is flabby, with too many plot threads and characters and clumsy pacing. Still, it's all beautifully shot, and Allen gets the rhythms right again in the final reel so that Hollywood Ending can have a happy ending. Happy and a little wistful, as is appropriate in an autumnal picture from a filmmaker who still dreams of spring. I'm Bob Mondello.